Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into a story that stood the test of time, literally thousands of years old. But still, we're going to find it speaks to us today. We're talking about the fall of Jericho from the book of Joshua. And right away, you know, it's not your typical war story.
No, it's not about brute force, is it? More about, well, maybe a little divine intervention, you could say.
Yeah, exactly. So before we get into all that, for anyone who needs a refresher, what exactly happens at Jericho?
Okay, so picture this. The Israelites, led by Joshua, they're on their way to the Promised Land, right? But Jericho, this heavily fortified city, it's smack dab in their path. You'd think siege warfare, battering rams, all that. But no, God gives Joshua a different plan.
And that plan is?
For 6 days straight, they're told to march around the city. Once a day, total silence, except for these seven priests that got the Ark of the Covenant and they're blowing trumpets.
Okay, not exactly what I'd call a standard military tactic.
Nope. Then day seven comes. Same deal, marching, trumpets, but this time they go around the city seven times. Then, at Joshua's signal,
everyone shouts, the walls fall down, Jericho's conquered, the end. I know the story, but it's kind of hard to wrap your head around.
Right. It's more like, I don't know, something out of a movie. But that's what makes it so fascinating to dig into, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a great story, but what's the point for us today? What are we supposed to learn from all this marching and shouting?
Well, on the surface, sure, it's about a battle, a city falling. But there's layers to it, right? About human nature, facing challenges, and, yeah, the power of faith.
All right. You've got my attention. Unpack it for us.
So first thing that jumps out, you got to commit to the plan, even if it seems crazy, marching around blowing trumpets. Not exactly what you'd find in a military textbook.
Especially today, everyone wants fast results. We're all about efficiency, get it done yesterday, and if it doesn't work right away, we move on.
But the Israelites, they trusted, obeyed, even though it defied logic. And guess what? Victory. So maybe, just maybe, we need to be more open to those unconventional approaches, you know? What if the straightest path isn't always the best one?
You're saying be open to possibilities, even if they sound strange at first, trusting that sometimes the weird solution is the right one. But how do we know when to do that? When to go against what seems logical?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's one we're going to explore more deeply. We'll look at the Israelites' faith, their patience when things were uncertain, and the importance of following through, even when it's not convenient.
Okay, color me intrigued. Let's keep digging into this. Already making me think differently about how I handle my own challenges.
And, you know, speaking of challenges, think about this. These guys are marching for 6 days, no results, just walking in trumpets. That takes some serious patience.
It does. I mean, in today's world, we're so used to instant everything. Want it now, and if we don't see progress, boom, give up.
Exactly. But Jericho's a reminder. Real change, it takes time. I gotta keep showing up day after day, even when you don't see anything happening.
It's like we're all on our own Jericho marches, right? Building a business, learning something new, relationships. None of that happens overnight. It's that consistent effort, even when you feel like you're getting nowhere.
That's it. Trusting the process, knowing that underneath things are happening, even if you can't see them yet.
Okay, gotta address the elephant in the room, or rather, the wall, A-U-T, of the room. It literally falls down. I mean, come on, that's got to be divine intervention, right?
No doubt about it. And okay, maybe our walls aren't going to crumble like that. But the point is, be open to unexpected solutions.
So the answer might be something completely different, something we'd never even think of.
Exactly. We could be stuck in our own way, trying the same thing over and over, when the answer's right there, if we just step back and look at it differently.
Almost like surrendering control. Admitting we don't know everything and being willing to try something new, even if it feels wrong.
You got it. Which brings us to something else important. Complete obedience. God gave specific instructions, like sparing Rahab and her family because of her faith.
Rahab, right? The one who helped the spies. That's a whole other story.
It is. And it shows you got to follow through on the whole commitment, even the parts that don't make sense at first. Picking and choosing which rules to follow, that can lead to trouble.
So it's not blind obedience. It's more like figuring out which rules really matter and then going all in.
Exactly. Seeing the bigger picture, trusting that each step has a purpose, even the weird ones. That's a lesson for anyone dealing with tough situations.
No doubt about it. So as we're getting deeper into this Jericho story, what's sticking out to you? What's that aha moment for you?
You know, it really hits home that we put limits on ourselves with how we think things should work. Israelites marching for days. No way that'd work right, but it did. So I gotta challenge those assumptions, be open to what seems illogical at first.
We build our own walls sometimes in our minds, and the answer could be right there if we just, I don't know, think outside the box a little.
Yeah, break out of those mental limitations. And that takes faith, doesn't it? Trusting in something bigger, even when you don't fully get it, like the Israelites did with God's plan, even though it sounded crazy.
Surrendering to the unknown, believing something amazing can happen if we just let go of control. That's a hard one, even for me.
It is. But imagine this. What if that crazy idea, the one everyone else says is nuts, what if that's the key? Mm-hmm. What if your Jericho is waiting to fall? All you need is a little faith and the guts to do things your own way.
Yeah, marching to your own beat. I like that. Tuning out all the noise, trusting your gut, moving forward, even if nobody else gets it.
That's it. And remember, you're not alone in this. We all have our own Jerichos, our own walls to face, but we've got the strength, the resilience, and something will guide us, even if it's unexpected. The power to do what seems impossible, it's always there.
So, to everyone listening, as you go about your week, think about this. What's your Jericho? What's that wall in your life you think you can't overcome? And is there a marching band solution you're missing? Maybe it's time to shake things up, get uncomfortable, and believe in something bigger than yourself.
Because sometimes the path that makes no sense leads to the most incredible place.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Keep exploring, keep those questions coming, and never lose that marching band spirit.